Hey, the teretz has to be mikro kama. Let's go back to the original pasuk, to the original smichus, like Rashi says, to klayim betzitzis. We go back to the first pasuk again. It says lo silbosh shatneis gedilim taslecho. Lo silbosh shatneis semer pishtim yachdov. Then it says gedilim taslecho. Make tzitzis right after the lav of shatneis, which is mashm. Even though there's a lav, there's a beggar of shatneis. You're allowed to go make tzitzis. Now, what was the question? So, if you ask you the karma, if you asked the question before, le rabbonin, the loyai silut samro pishtim, minolu de klayim betzitzashori. If you want to say we're going out, the rabbonin holds like Rabbi Yudishita, that really you don't make, you don't dash in this inyan of smuchin. Only if one word is extra. One has to be extra. So, the question was, according to the rabbonin, nothing is extra. They need the word samro pishtim to teach us what does klayim apply to. They don't dashen that the word beged always means semra pishtim. So according to the Rabbanan, no words are extra here. So the question was, if nothing is extra, you don't make smuchim. Sumar says, no, I'll tell you something is extra according to them also. In Kaim, lein makro tzitzis tasalcho. The Pasuk should have said, tzitzis tasalcho. If the leisul b'shatneis, and Pasuk Yudbeis, it should have, instead of saying gedilim tasalcho, which also means tzitzis, it should have said clearly, tzitzis tasalcho. Lomali, gedilim lomali, how come the Torah says this extra word of gedilim? Is shemamin alach nuye. Since the Torah changed around this lush and used the word gedilim, we see something is extra here. It's lach nuye. So therefore, even according to the Rabbanin, something is extra here to teach us you should make the drush of smuchim. That means it says a lav of shatnis, and right next to the mitzvah of tzitzis, meaning the mitzvah of tzitzis applies even by shatnis. So Moshe says, no, Hailish Yehudi Yasa. The reason why the Torah says the word Gedilim, we learn a lot of things out of the word Gedilim. Gedilim really means, the Gedil is the part of that tzitzit that's twirled around. That's what a Gedil means. A Gedil usually means you have strings twirled around. Like the first part of the tzitzit is called the Gedil. The end part of the tzitzit is called the psil, it's called the strings. But the first part is called the Gedil, which wrapped around, was twirled around. So that's the touch of the word gedilim. You have to have strings that are twirled around. So with Ashen like this, l'shiru diyasa gedil. If the Torah would have just said the word gedil, I know shenayim. I know you have to have two strings. Because it has to be one string and then another string going around it. So to make a gedil, you would have to have at least two strings. The Torah would have said the word gedil, yeah, I would have known you need two strings. Now that the Torah says the word gedilim, means twice two, arbo. It means to say you have to have four strings. So from the word gedilim, I know it means four strings. So it means like this. I say gedil, out of these four strings, make it that part of it is a gedil toward the realm, upaslayim itaychay, and also let there be a psil at the end of it. That's why the mirror learns pshat. Like I would sit this. Gedilim means make a deal at the bottom, and then on top, paslayim itaychay means let the eight strings at the end come out. That's called psil. Psil means the strings, and gedil means the part that's twirled around. So we learn now from the word gedilim that you have to have four strings. So Mela, it's good why the Torah didn't say the word tzitzis. If it wouldn't have said the word gedilim, I would not know how many strings you have to have. So Mela, we need the word gedilim. The word gedilim is not extra. Yeah, so again, still by Akasha now, there's still nothing extra here. You wanted to say the word gedilim is extra. The Torah should have said the word tzitzis. No, from the word gedilim we learn out tremendous chedushim. From the word gedilim we learn out how many strings you have to have. So let's see Rashi. Rashi says gedil means shenayim. Iyev shalas says gedil, you can't make a gedil again. A gedil means you're twirling around one, so you have to twirl one around something. So there has to be at least one string there. And with the second string, you're twirling it around. So iyev shalas says gedil, betochos mishnei chutin. You have to have at least two strings. Now the Torah doesn't say the word gedil, it says the word gedilim, a lashon plural. Is gedilim it's arba chutin. You have to have four strings. To me a gedilim shnayim. You have to have at least two times two, which is four. Now ksiv the pasuk says v'nosnu al tzitzis haknaf psil. Is omra Torah asay mehach arba chutin. From these four strings make gedil echad. Make like the beginning, like our the beginning of the tzitzis. We have like a twirl together. It's like one piece. Really, it's eight strings. The Torah says these four strings have to go inside the corner of the beged, like we do it, through the hole, and then it comes out. So now the mice, they have on each side four strings, so it's like eight strings, and the top part of it has to have a gadil, means twirl together like we do with ksharim, it's knotted together, it's twirled together. That's called the gadil. And then it says, "Upaslehu mitaychu midashin she'etluyin psilin." At the after that, after you have the twirl part of the tzitzis, the next two thirds of it should be the strings should be hanging separately. Shalayasa kula gadil. You're not supposed to make the whole tzitzis twirl together around. Elektzas gadil uktzas onif. That's the din midiraisa. The raisa you have to have a little bit gadil and a little bit onif means strings. That we do, one-third of it is supposed to be gedil, and two-thirds of it is supposed to be the psil, the strings, that's the rabbanon, that's al hidda mitzvah. But Midirai says, long as you make a gedil and a psil, it's okay. Yeah. So the kitzvah, the word gedilim, we learn a lot of things from it. So it's no question, like you can't say it's extra, it's not extra. If the Torah would have said the word tzitzis, we would not know all these halachas. So again, the Gemara goes on further. In came lema kruo leisilba shatnes tzemra pishtim. Still something is extra. The pasuk just should have said like this: leisilba shatnes tzemra pishtim. That's all. Don't wear shatnes made from tzemra pishtim. According to the rabbanan shita, they do not know what the word beged means. So it's good that the Torah has to explain what shatnes woolen linen. But yachtov lomeli. The last word of the pasuk is together yachtov. What do we need it for? Pshita, you can't wear woolen linen. So what does the pasuk have to say, yachtov? Is shemamina lafnuya. The word yachtov, you can't wear the tzemer pishtim together, that's extra. So we have something extra, therefore, according to Rabbanin, they would make this a smichus. So Mar says, no, v'yakata mi boile, we still need it, letoikev shteit kifos. Chibur. That the question is, let's say you have a piece of cloth made out of wool, and another piece of cloth made out of flax. What do you have to do that two pieces like become one? There's an issa shatnes. So we know what you have to do. You put two stitches through them to sew them together. Letoikev shteit kifus. You put the needle through it two times. You make like two stitches in it. Chibur. That's called a chibur. Utkifa achas ain't a chibur. But just one stitch, you put the needle through it one time. That's not called together. In other words, if the Torah would have said the word yachtov, I would have thought anyway you have two pieces together, you have an issa shatnes, even there's only one stitch in it. Kamashman yachtov, it has to be something that stays together for a long time. So one stitch is not enough, it has to be tkifa achas, it has to be two stitches in it. So the kitzah, we need the word yachtov, it's not extra. Rashi says tkifa means... If you take the needle and go through it one time, the chibur klayim beged semer, the chibur klayim, that means beged semer or beged pishtim yachad, you want to take a piece of cloth made out of wool and a piece of cloth made out of flax, and you put one stitch through them, ain't a chibur? That's not called a chibur, it's not with a shatnes. The pachos mishteit kifus, you have to go two times, one in and then around one up. Lochik siv yachtav, therefore Torah says the word yachtav, it means achiechabram yachad yofe. It has to be united very well. So therefore we need the word yachtav. Without the word yachtav, even one stitch would be enough. Now that it says yachtav, it has to be united well, means with two stitches. So again, with a kasha, nothing is extra, so how does the Rabbana know? Esa decholaisa say. So Gemara says, yes, still something is extra. The Gemara says, in came lichtav rachmona loisilbash semer upishtim yachtov. That's what the pasuk should have said. True, you need the word yachtov to teach us united well. You need the word semer upishtim to teach us what type of material. But the word sharpness you don't need. Let the Torah just say loisilbash semer upishtim yachtov. Sharpness, normally, why does the pasuk say the section word of sharpness? This word shatnez is extra, therefore the rabbanon know from this extra word to make the drush of smuchim that we say the mitzvah of tzitzis applies even in the beged of klayim. For the gemara know, We need this word Shabbos also teach us tremendous chiddushim. That where is there an Issa Klayim in the Yeraisa? Hachi Yeshua Tovi Venuz. The Issa Klayim in the Yeraisa is only when the material was Shua combed, then Tovi spun, Venuz, and then twirled together. You have to have each a thread of, this is the Machlokes Rishonim. Let's see Rashi. Rashi learns, Shua Tovi Venuz. Shua Pasha means combed, and Tovi means spun, and Nuz means twirled together. Mina Teira and Echayiv, Hachiyu Hatzemev, Yapishton, Nesukin, Yachar, Hetiv, Bimisrak. Rashi Shita the Chumra. According to Rashi, the Chumra, you never have Klein, Midiraisa. Midiraisa Klein is only if you have a piece of, piece of wool and a piece of flax, that when you went to comb them out, you combed them out together. Hey, the shua combing has to be together. The tovi, you have to spin the two pieces together. And then you have to twirl the two pieces together. Such a thread, if you use it to make a clothing with, that's the yisashatnes midiraisa. That's where Rashi learns. Minatere nechayiv acheyatzemer, v'yapishtin mesukin yachar heitiv. That's to be made together, well, the maswit with a comb. Shua Rashi Loshen Cholok, to smooth it out, to comb it out. Nuz Oreg, the way you weave it. So, and how do we know this? How do we know that Shattas Midirais is Achi Yeshua Tovi Venuz? Gemara says. Tovi Venuz? So the kids, so we're against Shver, the word Shattas you need for something. Tois the Sheet is not like that. Tois the Sheet is that each one separately has to have the Shua Tovi Venuz. That could be, we do have. You have to have a piece of wool that was combed out, and then it was spun, and then it was twirled. But the strings have to be twirled. Who are then? Then you have another string of flax that was also combed out, and spun, and then twirled. Now, if you put these two things together, that's it, your right self-client. Any other way is only midrabbonin. But I call upon them, we need the word shatnes to teach us what's the isra client midiraisa. So the verse says, Elo, the teretz is, Kula mishatnez nafka. No, it's still the word shatnez, it's still extra. So Rashi says like this, Kula mishatnez nafka. Dilaf nu yilachud, because if the Torah just wanted to say an extra word here, like the Rabbanan Shita would say not to say, smuchim, nichtev loisilbash klayim, tsemru pishtim. The Pasuk should have just said the word klayim. It would have been enough to say the word klayim to be an extra word. Now, mi diyazuk rachmona blashat shatnez, since the Pasuk says this extra word in the way of shatnez, dorish beinami ho, like we can make two drushes from this word shatnez. This word shatnez bechlal is extra. It didn't belong here altogether. So now, just being extra, the Torah could have said the word klayim, also would be an extra word. And from that I would learn out yedash and smuchim, learn out sitta supplies, even by the lav of klayim. Now that the Torah didn't say the word klayim, it said the word shatnez, we also learn out this drasha, that shatnez midiraisa is only if the material was spun together, and was combed together, and twirled together. So that's Pshan the Rabbon. Even the Rabbonim agree that you learn out Esad Lech, let's say, from the smuchim of Tzitzis the Klayim, and there's an extra word, Shatnes. So this is how we know the Klal Esad Lech, let's say. Now the Gemara goes back to original Kasha. So the Gemara, Ashkechon, we found right now, the Yossi Esay, V'Doicha Loisa Say Greater. That's true, the Mitzvah Esay of Tzitzis is Doicha, the Lav of Klayim. The lav of klayim is a regular lav, but loisa says yesh bekoras heicha ashkechon the dochi. But by us, by yibum, here again the case is that your brother married your daughter, and when your brother dies, what's the havamina that there should be a mitzvah for you to marry your daughter? Of course, of the mitzvah essay of yibum, but there's a lav of chorus involved. To marry your daughter is a chayav chorus. We never found anywhere that essay could be doicha lav of chorus. So we're back to original kasha. Why do we need a posik that there's no mitzvah yibum by your daughter? Pshita, there's no mitzvah yibum. There's no din essay could be doich loisa says sheish bekaris. We only see the mitzvah sitzes could be doich lav of shatnes that has no chiyuv misa to it. But to live with your own daughter that there's the chiyuv karis, we don't say as a doich loisa say. Says back to the original kasha. What do we need a posik for leho to say it's not doicha? Pshita, it's not doicha. Tomorrow says yes. That we need the word Oleha by Mitzvah Yibam to say there's no Mitzvah Yibam. Rav says, yes, maybe. V'chi teme, maybe you'll tell me, Nelef Mimila. That's turning out from the mitzvah essay of Mila. We know you're allowed to make a Mila on Shabbos, even though the Avera is an Issa Chorus. If you make a Chabur on Shabbos, Ichayev Chorus, still the mitzvah essay of Mila is Doicha Shabbos. So learn out from there all over, an essay is Doicha Rala that has Chorus. The Rashi says, Mimila. Now Shabbos is like this. If you do a melacha on Shabbos with Hasra, with Edim, you get Misa. Let's say you did the Avera without Hasra, so the din is only Chayev Koris. But I call upon him, Shabbos is a law that has Koris to it. And still we see, you say Essay is Deicha Shabbos. You're allowed to do Mila on Shabbos? So where else says no? You can't learn out from Mila. Mila is something special. I'll tell you, Mala Mila, the mitzvah essay of Mila, Shekei Nikrusu Aleha Sholosh Esrei Brises. 13 times in the Torah says the word bris, by Mila. In other words, this mitzvah is a special mitzvah. The mitzvah of Mila is very special, therefore, ki b'deicher alav, that has chorus to it. But the mitzvah's essay of Yibum, the Torah doesn't say no 13 brises, so pshita, mitzvah's Yibum, cannot be deicher alav of chorus, so pshita, you can't be miyabim your own daughter, or your own sister-in-law. Again, what do we need a pasuk for? Tomorrow says true, mi Pesach, you can't learn out from Mila, let's learn out from a Korban Pesach though. So Rashi says, mi Pesach, shedech shchitos yes haShabbos. Let's say Erev Pesach comes out on Shabbos. Yud Dalet Benisa comes out on Shabbos. Talochas midashim mi bayadoi, that you bring the Korban Pesach at any time, even on Shabbos. So the Zohar you see from the mitzvah sesta of Korban Pesach is doicher a lav of Shabbos that has chorus. And by Pesach also doesn't say no 13 brises. So maybe we'll learn out, just like Pesach, the mitzvah essay of Korban Pesach is Deucha Shabbos, maybe the mitzvah essay of Yibum would be Deucha the love of your daughter. Moses says, no, Ma'ala Pesach Sheken Chorus. I tell you, the mitzvah essay to bring the Korban Pesach is a special mitzvah essay. If you don't do the Korban Pesach, Yichayev Chorus. Other mitzvahs, if you don't do the mitzvah, you didn't do the mitzvah, that's all. You're over the assay. But you're not chayiv chorus if you don't do the mitzvah. Pesach has a chumra to it that if you don't bring a korban pesach, you're chayiv chorus. So maybe that's why this mitzvah of Pesach is doicha the lav of Shabbos. Mashenka, the mitzvah of Yibum, to be miyavim, your brother's wife, there's no chayiv chorus if you don't do it. So Melai would not know it's doicha the lav of chorus. Now the Gemara says, Tesla Melo says can chorus. Now me Tomid. There's another place right now, the Korban HaTomid. We know on Shabbos you bring the Korban. The Korban HaTomid is born on Shabbos. It's only a mitzvah sasei. And still you see it's Deicher Elois sasei, Sheish by chorus. So learn out from Tomid. Gemara says no. Mala Tomid Shekain Todir. I'll tell you, Tomid has a special mile every single day you have to be in Korban Tomid. It's a special mitzvah. It's a mitzvah that has to be brought every single day. That's what the Torah wants you to do it even on Shabbos. But a mitzvah like Yibum, that doesn't have to be done, so maybe B'mokam, there's a Chiyuv Koris, you don't do it. Like there's no case Yibum, you always have to do Yibum. There are Tanoim. Certain times yes, certain times no. If your brother had children, there's no Mrs. Yibum. So I'll tell you the same thing. If your brother was married to your daughter, maybe there's no Mrs. Yibum. Mashenk and the Korban HaTomid, that's a strong mitzvah. That mitzvah applies every single day. So Mar says, good. Mechad alayasya. So some kids, so we have three mitzvahs essay that is Doicha Shabbos. Mitzvahs Mila, Korban Pesach, and Korban HaTomid every single day. So Mar says, true. Each one by itself you can't learn out from. But Taisim Mitarati, let's learn out from two of them together. For the Gemara Mahay Taisei, which two you want to put together? If you want to say Mimilo Pesach, learn out from these two together. I'll tell you no, Shekain Chorus. Both of them have a special Milom. We know if you don't do the Mitzvah Mila, you Chayav Chorus for that. If you don't bring the Korban Pesach, you Chayav Chorus. So maybe these two mitzvahs are so strong that there's a Chayav Chorus to it, that's why it's Deicha Shabbos. But maybe the Mitzvah Yibum, if you're not Miyabim, there's no Chayav Chorus, it's not Deicha Lav of Chorus. Vaitamor says, good, learn out me Pesach v'tomid. Tomid, if you don't bring a Korban Tomid, there's no Chiyuv Koris. And still you see the mitzvah essay of Tomid is Deicha Shabbos. What did you want to say? Tomid happens every single day, but Korban Pesach doesn't happen every single day. So learn out from the two of them, the kitzah mitzvah essay could be Deicha even a law that has Koris to it. So I'll tell you, no, Pesach and Korban is the Korban Pesach and Korban Atomet every single day is something special. Shekein Tzarech Gevoya. There's something special about it. It's to Hashem. You're bringing a korban to Hashem, so maybe to do for Hashem's sake, you have a right to do it even on Shabbos, even though it's a lot of sheish bekoros. Mashenke mitzvah yibum. It's not called you're doing directly for Hashem. I mean, about every mitzvah is doing for Hashem, but it's not called tzorcha gevoya. You're not giving anything to Hashem. Korbonus, you're putting the fats on the mizbech. It's called you're giving something directly to Hashem. But mitzvah yibum, you're not doing anything directly, giving it to Hashem. Therefore, that mitzvah is not doicher or lav sheish bekoros. So you can't learn out from Pesach and Korban Tomit. Vaita, mimila v'tomit. Let's take the combination of mila and tomit. You want to say mila is so special as yud gimel brisas. Tomit doesn't have yud gimel brisas. Tomit happens every single day. Mila doesn't happen every single day. So learn out with these two mitzvahs, you could be doich alav that has chorus. The Gemara says, no, I tell you, shekein yeshkelof me'adibur. These two mitzvahs have to have something special. It was said to Klai Yisrael, it was said even before Mount Torah. Even before Asina, Avraham Avinu was the mitzvah Mila, and the Korban HaTomet also, Klai Yisrael did in the Midbar, even before they received the, before Hasinai. V'yaliba d'man d'yoma oyla, shekrivu Yisrael b'midbar, oylas tomet heavy. It's not like this, the Gemara Chagiga we had. That the Pasuk says, Rashi brings down, t'yachsiv, it says in Shemais, v'yalu oylas. Right when Klai Yisrael went into the Midbar, even before Hasinai, they brought Korban oylas, it says there. So the machleik is what type of a korban oyla they brought. So going according to Mandiyama, that the korban oyla they brought there in the Midbar, what the Bechorim brought, was a korban atomid. So you see the mitzvah essay of Tomid started even before Hasinai. So therefore the special mitzvah essay, Dinyan of Mila and korban atomid, therefore these are doicha even alav sheish bekoros. Mashenka and the mitzvah essay of Yibun first came about after Hasinai, B'shas Man Terah. Therefore, it's not so strong, it would not be Deicholav Sheish Bekoros. Vaitu Mikulun, I put all three together, the same thing, Nami, Shekein Yeshtun Ulfeya Dibur. All three of them applied before the Dibur. Mashvi, even Korban Pesach also. HaKadosh Baruch Hu told Klai Yisrael to do the Korban Pesach in Mitzrayim, even before by Hasinai. So the kids of the mitzvah of Pesach applied before Hasinai. Mila was given to Avraham Avinu, and Korban HaTomet Klai Yisrael also did before Hasinai. So since these three mitzvahs have something special to them, maybe that's why it's Doicha Shabbos that has chorus. Mashenke in the mitzvah of Yibum, that's not special. Lechurah should not be Doicha Olah that has chorus. So we're back to the question, why do you need the extra pasuk Leho? Tomorrow says yes. El Yitzrich, no, I still need the pasuk Leho by Yibum. I still would have thought that essay would be Doich Olah that has chorus. From where? I learned it out from the mitzvah essay of Kibbut Avein. Titania learned like this. Yochel, I would have thought, Ye Kibbut Avein Doich Shabbos, that if your father tells you to cook something for him today on Shabbos, maybe there's a mitzvah to listen to your father, maybe you'd be allowed to do the mitzvah sessi on Doicha Shabbos. That's what I would have thought. I would have thought that the mitzvah Kibbut Aveim is Doicha Shabbos. Talmud Leima, therefore I need a special posik. The posik says, Ish imoy v'yoviv tiro. You have to fear your father and mother. In other words, there's a mitzvah Kibbut Aveim, you have to fear your parents. But right away the posik says, V'yeshab soyset ishmeru. But you know you also have to listen to Shabbos. That means to say, Kulchem chayovim mechvedi. You and your father both have to listen to me. So therefore, together, where is the mitzvah of Kibbut Aveim when your father doesn't tell you to do an Aveira? But if the father is telling you to do an Aveira, so why do you want to listen to him? Because you want to listen to your father? But your father also has to listen to Hashem, and Hashem says don't do it, therefore you're not allowed to listen to your father. So what are we coming out? That you need a special posuk to tell me that if your father tells you to be Doicha Shabbos, you're not allowed to listen to him. Without this posuk, what would have I thought? That you are allowed to listen to your father. Why? Because I would say essay of the mitzvah essay of Kibbut Aveim is Doicha even a lav of Shabbos. So from this posuk I see that other places a mitzvah essay could be Doicha a lav sheish bekoros. That's why I need a special posuk by Kibbut Aveim to say it's not Doicha. So from this pasuk of Ishima B'yiva Tero, the Eshav Tzotzit D'Shmor, I see the Svaras HaTor is really a mitzvah essay should be Deich Olav Sheish Bekoros. So really, if your father tells you to be Deicha Shabbos, you should be able to listen to him. I need a special pasuk, Heshabsoise Tishmeru, you're not allowed to listen to your father. So Mara says, my love, don't we need the pasuk? Tiyomali, shochadli, even in the case where your father tells you, shech the animal, father says, I want a good steak today, you say, I have no mito. So father says, okay, take this deer, take the animal, and shech it. So even in such a case, still I need a pasuk to tell me not to listen to your father. But without this special pasuk, I would have thought you're supposed to listen to him. Bashali, your father says, cook for me. Vetaima, what's the reason why you're not supposed to listen to your father? Because of Rachman Eshab, so it's tomorrow. Only because the pasuk says, an extra pasuk, listen to Shabbos, don't listen to your father. Cholav hochi dochi. But if there wouldn't have been a special pasuk not to listen to your father, I would have thought in Svara, you are allowed to listen to your father. Why? Because Esti is Dechlosa Seshesh Makaris. So Chura here is a raya that in the Svara is Esti should be Dechlosa Seshesh Makaris. Only you have a pasuk telling us not. So therefore it's very good. By Yibam also I would have thought that when your brother married your sister, your daughter, and now your brother died, since there's a mitzvah essay to marry you, maybe you are allowed to marry you. I there's a chorus involved, but maybe yes, there's a lois to say sheish b'chorus. That's why I need the pasuk oleh to teach me that. So Gemara answers, no, there's no raya. Lav de mechamer. I tell you, we're only talking about when your father tells you to do an aveir of Shabbos or be mechamer. Mechaber means we have weight. You have some bundles on top of the animal, and you tell the animal to carry the bundles for you. The kitzah, that's not a chiv misa. Yeah, the love of Mechamer by Shabbos is only a pure love that has no misa to it. So that's Pshan this pasuk. If your father would tell you to cook on Shabbos, you don't need a pasuk not to listen to him. Pshiti, you can't listen to your father. The essay is not Deich Rolav Shesh Bekoris. You know where I need the pasuk? Where your father only would have told you, be Mechamer for me. Take this animal with all the packages on top of it and bring it to me. So when your father tells you to do that, in Svara I would say you're allowed to listen to your father. Because being over this love of Mechamer is only a love. There's no chi of Misa. So I would say Essay could be doich of that love. Kamashmala, no. Kamashmala is the Chiddush. When did the Torah give the whole mitzvah Essay of Kivud Avein? Only when your father tells you to do something you're allowed to do. But in the case that your father tells you to do something you're not allowed to do, the pshat is there's no mitzvah anymore. Even though usually mitzvah Essay is doich of Essay, so chur et shver, if your father tells you to do a lav, so chur you should be allowed to do the lav. That's this posik, no. The posik is saying that when your father tells you to do an avera, there's no mitzvah at all. So merely you can't say yes or dechal oisah say. It's this time when you're wearing klayim and tzitzis. Lamaisi, you have a mitzvah to wear tzitzis now. It's a beggar with four corners, and you have tzitzis, you're doing a mitzvah. Ah, you're also doing a lav. We say yes or dechal oisah say. But over here, when your father tells you to do an Avera, the Chiddush is that there's no mitzvah at all. But it could be you only need the pasuk for a regular lav. But pshita, your father would tell you to do an Avera like cook on Shabbos, or shecht on Shabbos, pshita, you'd not be allowed to listen to him, even without a pasuk. So again, we're still back to the kasha. How do we know anywhere Esli could be there chalos to say, sheesh by chorus? All right, we'll stop here. You're holding that Vova Meralef. Again, we're trying to find the place that you would say in Svara, Essay would be Deichaloisa say, even though it has a chorus. So, last Rai we wanted to say was by Shabbos, that there's Alochom, that if your father, we dashed before, the last Bryce was the Tanya. Yochol, this one of Heim Abbez was, Yochol, ye Kivir Aveim Deicha Shabbos. I would think maybe the mitzvah is Kivir Aveim is Deicha Shabbos. Talmud Leima, the pasuk says, no, ish imoy v'yobiv tiro, you have to fear your parents, this kibbut aveim, v'yashabsay se tishmaru, but you also have to watch Shabbos. So the Darshan is svara that the pasuk is telling us, kulchom chayovim b'chvedi, that no, you and your father both have to listen to Hashem. So since your father also has to listen to Hashem, your father can't tell you to do an aveir on Shabbos. So we need a pasuk to say you don't have to listen to your father. So we're saying now, my love, didn't that mean, diomale, shochotli, bashali? We're talking about even when your father told you to shecht an animal for him on Shabbos, or to cook for him on Shabbos. So he's telling you to do an av malacha, that there's a chi of chorus, and with asua yechayiv misa. And the time, what's the reason why you're not allowed to listen to your father? Because the Rachmon Hashem says to Shemaru. Only because there's a special pasuk for it. Without the special pasuk, I would have said in Svara, yes, you're allowed to listen to your father. Why would I think you're allowed to listen to your father? In this case, you're being over a lav of Shabbos that has covers to it. So you have to say, the Svara would be, essay would be doicha loisa se sheish bekoros. So maybe from this pasuk, the Tosafot speaks out, since the pasuk has to come and tell us not to listen to your father, that's the proof that all other places you would be allowed to, because you would say, Esther, doicha loisa se sheish bekoros. The Agatay just speaks out, how do we know that Kulchem Chayavu B'Chvedi, how do we know that the Pasuk is saying that you have to listen to Hashem? Maybe the Pasuk is talking about the opposite. Kulchem Chayavu B'Chvedi, listen to your father. Tay just says, the Shloima, the Kiv, the Kovet HaKadosh Baruch Hu, have a Tvei V'Shmira Shabbos, mi B'Sham Mitzvahs. Like the biggest mitzvah there is to give respect to Hashem is the mitzvah of Shmira Shabbos. The Neyed Al HaMokim Shebor Olam. Because when somebody keeps Shabbos, he's like saying Eidus that Hashem created the world. So that's called you giving the tremendous respect back to Hashem. And therefore we say the Mechal Shabbos is the Kofer of a Maisa Bereshis. Whoever is a Mechal Shabbos, you're like being Kofer of a Maisa Bereshis. So the kids of treat the Kulcha Chiyav B'Chvedi means that you have to listen to Hashem. Shmira Shabbos is Odif. The mitzvah of listening to Shabbos is the biggest respect you can give to Hashem. Therefore, a question of listening to your father or listening to Shabbos, you have to listen to Shabbos and not to your father. So the Chura, it's a raya for me that otherwise, essay would be doicha lav sheish b'koros. Tomorrow says,